Hey, this is Dr. Eric Fields. So today I'm going to be talking about motivational stages or the stages of change model, which was created by Prochaska and DiClemente. Now, as psychologists, we rely on this model to help us navigate the therapeutic process with our patients in terms of what stage of change they're in. So each of these stages basically delineates a higher level of motivation. And it's really important for us as psychologists to know this when we're working with our patients, because if I have a patient that is still thinking about possibly making a change in their addiction, or their addictive behavior, and I try to prescribe to them a plan, an action plan where I want them to do this, and that, it seems kind of foolish, right? Because they haven't made up their mind yet that they really want to do something about this behavior. So for me to come up with a plan and expect them to follow it when their motivation is not right, not really there yet, seems kind of silly. This is really important for us as psychologists to know what stage of change our patients are in. But I think it's equally as important for all of you to know. And in this video, I'm not just going to be helping you identify what stage of change you're in, but I also want to provide you with some strategies that you can use for each stage to help you get to the next stage. Okay, so the first stage in this model is the pre-contemplative stage. This stage is when you really are not contemplating change. You're not even really thinking about making any changes to your addictive behavior. You're oblivious to even thinking that it's a problem. So, for this stage, if you're watching this video, if you found this video, just kind of, on accident or just randomly, and it caught your attention and you were curious and interested, and you're like, oh, this sounds very interesting. Let me take a look at this. And the points that I'm making are really resonating with you. And you're starting to think like, huh, maybe I should do something about this addictive behavior, or maybe I do have an addiction, and maybe I should do something about this. I've thought of it, from time to time, never seriously. But the more I'm listening to this guy, the more I'm thinking that he's got some good strategies that might be helpful for me. And so maybe that leads you to then start watching some of my other videos. And then that gets you thinking like, wow, here are some real strategies. I think I really could make some changes in this behavior with these strategies that he's talking about. Once you start thinking that there's a good possibility that you want to do something about your addiction, now you've started to enter the next stage, which is the contemplative stage. You are now contemplating change. You're contemplating making a change in your addictive behavior, whatever that is, whether it be alcohol, drugs, sex, gambling, gaming, et cetera, whatever compulsive behavior we're talking about, you're now considering making a change in that, and hopefully a reduction. So, at the very least, a reduction, right? So, in this stage, the strategy that you want to employ is making a pros and cons list. One caveat to this, you need to be brutally honest with yourself. If you make a pros and cons list, and you, on the one side are like all these positive reasons to make a change in this behavior, and they're filled with many different reasons, right? And then for the cons side of it, the arguments against making a change, there's nothing, and you're like, well, there's no reason I shouldn't be making a change. And you're really not feeling like you're going to do anything about this behavior, you don't feel like, yeah, tomorrow I'm going to start, or you're feeling like psyched up, like, yeah, I'm definitely going to do something about this, well, then you're not being honest with yourself. There are reasons why you haven't made changes in this behavior before. There are reasons why you haven't wanted to consider doing anything about this behavior. Those reasons are mostly psychological, but nonetheless, they are reasons, and you need to acknowledge that there are reasons that you might not want to make a change in this behavior. If you don't acknowledge that there are reasons against making a change in this behavior, then this exercise is not going to be helpful, and it's not going to get you to the next level or the next stage. You really want to acknowledge all the reasons that have kind of held you back from doing something about this. They could be reasons such as, I think it's going to be too uncomfortable. I rely on my addiction too much for, you know, helping me cope with things or helping me deal with stress or whatever you use it for. It's going to be, you know, too challenging because, you know, I've been doing this pattern for so long. Whatever the reasons are that will make it hard for you to do something about this behavior, you need to list and you need to be honest about. Okay. Now, after doing this exercise, if there are a lot more pros than cons, or if those pros for making a change in this behavior are really good ones, really important to you, they kind of like greatly overshadow the cons in a sense, and you're feeling like, yeah, it seems pretty clear that I need to do something about this based on this list. Another thing too to keep in mind when you're evaluating this list is, are those cons exaggerated or are they based on assumptions that we've never checked in on? Like, for example, you might say like, it's going to be too hard, but you've never done it before, so you can't really say that. So, you know, it might be too hard, but you don't really know. So really trying to be as accurate with those statements as possible, or those hesitations, right? So after you do this list, if you've come to a point where you're like, yeah, you know, having done this, I really feel motivated now, I want to make a change in this, the next stage that you're going to enter is what we call the mental preparation stage. You are prepared mentally now to do something about this. Now, in this stage, what you're going to do is you are now going to develop an action plan. You're going to write out your plan for doing something with this behavior. And what's essential at this point is also to identify your goals. Okay. So what is your goal? Do you want to give this behavior up altogether, or do you want to reduce it? And if you want to reduce it, then there are three parameters to look at that as psychologists, we always look at when we're trying to address behavior, right? And we use the acronym FIDS, F-I-D, frequency, intensity, and duration. Do you want to reduce the behavior in frequency in terms of the number of days that you're doing it? Do you want to reduce it in terms of intensity? If you're talking about reducing your alcohol use, if you're drinking 12 beers a day, do you want to reduce that to 8, something like that? Or what I like to use a lot of times, especially with alcohol, is blood alcohol content. You know, if you're getting to like a high blood alcohol content level and you want to reduce that to something that's much more moderate, okay? So you can use that. And duration, you know, let's say you typically start drinking or using drugs or gambling at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and that goes on to like 12 at night. By decreasing the duration of the time that you're doing that behavior could be another goal, okay? So, but identifying the goals is really, really important at this point. And then developing a plan, like this is what I'm going to do each and every day. And when I'm not doing this behavior, whatever period of time I'm not doing this behavior, maybe there are certain strategies you're going to use, or techniques or tips from my videos that you're going to use to help you deal with the time that you're not doing this behavior. And maybe using some of the strategies and tips in my videos for trying to control the behavior much better or more effectively when you're actually engaging in it. When you actually start doing this plan, you're now in the action phase or stage. I should say that if you try the plan that you created for one day, and then after the next day, you say the hell with it, you're still in the mental preparation phase. The action stage is when you're doing it, you know, at least 90% of the time you're following this plan. And let's say you've already done it for like the first week or so, then you can say like, all right, I'm in the action plan. I'm actually doing it, right? I'm following it pretty well. After you're following your plan and you're reaching your goals and you're doing this for a good period of time, let's say a couple months, now you've reached the maintenance phase, which is you're consistently following the plan, you're consistently making progress, you're tweaking your goals, and you're, you know, revising, you know, you've already tweaked your goals, rather, you've already revised or tweaked your plan as needed, in terms of if you had difficulty following it or something like that. But the plan now, the revised plan, you've been following it for at least a couple months, and you have been making good progress. And now you're in the maintenance phase. Now, whenever you adjust your goals, you're going to kind of float back between some of these stages. Like, for example, let's say you go to reducing this behavior 50%, right? And then all of a sudden, you know, after several months, you're doing great with that. And now you want to reduce it another 25% or something like that, right? Then you're going to float back to the action stage, right? Because you haven't done it consistently at this level. And then after you do that for a while, then you can consider yourself in the maintenance phase or stage for that new goal. The main takeaway from this lesson is understanding what stage of change or motivational stage you're in, and then employing some of these strategies to help you get to the next stage. Each stage that's higher is a better stage to be at. It basically connotates that you are more motivated. And that's kind of how this goes, right? As the stages are ascending, the motivation is increasing. So this is Dr. Eric Fields. I hope this is helpful for you to identify what stage you're in and to have some idea of how to deal with that stage and employ a strategy to get you to the next one. I'll have more to say about this at a later time. Have a great day.